As you've already seen, the compiler needs to know about a function before you use it. It needs to know how many arguments and what types of arguments it takes, and it needs to know what its return type is. Unless it has that information, it's an unknown quantity and doesn't know how to use it. And the nice thing about this is that the compiler will detect any errors. So if you make a mistake and send the wrong kind of parameter or send too many or not enough, the compiler will catch that. And so that's always a good thing. You want the compiler to catch as many errors as you can. It's the runtime errors that are hard to find. So what you need to do is you either need to fully define your functions with their bodies before you use them, as we've seen so far, or you can just list the usage of the function without the body and then define it elsewhere. Now in C, it turns out that it's possible to work around this requirement, but I'm not even going to say much more about that. You shouldn't do it. And in C++ and Java, it's not possible. You must let the compiler know about a function before you use it. And so this is a good thing.